I had an interesting day yesterday. I had lunch with one half of Lerner and Rowe, Kevin Rowe. He was very generous to our friends who were doing some work over in Houston and asked us if we knew anybody that could, like if we were partnered up with anybody that could help gather supplies and get some things together so when they showed up in Houston, they didn't show up empty-handed. The guys over at Baseline Mechanical can, and a couple other guys got some jobs over in Houston to help with the, you know, rebuilding efforts.
When you have that lunch, doesn't part of you want the other guy there too?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, we talked about that. Now, here's the reason I wanted the other guy there. Evidently, Glenn Lerner of Lerner and Rowe wants to fight what's that big dude for the other lawyer that has
Franklin?
No.
Goldberg?
Baker?
Oh, the
the motorcycle.
Yeah,
dude.
The motorcycle guy.
With the guns.
Oh, that dude on all the billboards?
He's, the one
that's cheesy as
jacked
hell.
Up. Yeah. So, and the reason why, they've got a history. So when he found out that Kevin was having lunch with me and we talked about stuff, he's like, see if you can get something arranged where I can fight that other lawyer for charity or something, like a boxing match. I'm like, we can do this. So I've been Don Kinging like since yesterday afternoon trying to arrange this whole, you know, Lerner versus Baker boxing match for charity.
Show up for that?
Oh, yeah. Watch lawyers beat the tar out of each other? Yes. Yes. Big ones?
Only if you take Gambo on in the
middle. I said I'd be on an undercard at something. I'd fight some. That would be great. I'd fight Chuck Wepner. We put the challenge out there. We'll get Wepner out here. Float that old man out. He fought Ali, and now he's fought a bear, and now he's going to fight me at age 78.
Why not?
But yeah, so I've been sitting there thinking about how awesome that would be because the, you know, and then I said, the stakes have to be super high here. If Glenn's going to fight this guy, loser leaves town. So, you know, if it's a big fight and Lerner knocks him out, he's got to pack up everything on that motorcycle of his weights and his stuff, and he's got to go back to whatever city he came from because they're not from here. They got places all over the place.
Yeah, they have to say so in their ads now.
So Kevin's like, I thought you'd be the guy to facilitate that. And I'm like, I'm excited to do this. I will be the promoter. Oh. The court fight? Oh, my God, it would be fantastic. Two lawyers. I'd be the judge in the middle, the referee. Oh, it'd be phenomenal. So, yeah, I could.
Three-round bout, maybe, max.
Whatever. Yeah. We'll agree to whatever both sides want to agree to. But I didn't realize that the competition. Like, you see all these lawyers and stuff. You know that they're probably all mopping up. Well, one guy stealing clients from they're angry about this and they're angry about that. It's like, we should have them fight. And Kevin's all for it. I'm like, this is great. When did lawyers become the WWE? Like, now they want to get physical. Now, this is exactly what Idiocracy predicted, is that court battles will be you hire a huge lawyer and I'll hire a huge lawyer and they'll fight and then you win. So maybe what
that
we can
could
do,
be the good
that would be a good idea.
Too. The undercards or the other bouts would be specific lawyers. You got accident attorney Brown.
Yeah.
Then you got the mesothelioma attorneys. Right.
Well, that's a class action suit. So you got like 500 attorneys for that.
But whoever is advertising for it,
whoever
so
the house
the
is. But this dude, this Baker guy, versus, and then we could have them representing a client.
What does that have to do with being a lawyer?
Don't know. That's what I said. I'm like, I don't understand why being ripped. Like, it's like, have you been in an accident? Do you need a check? I can flip a car.
And then he's just showing his chopper off.
Yeah, in his medium. Yeah, the dude is just jacked up. But then Glenn Lerner said, he goes, don't worry about
Come
him.
Come on, Eric, that just...
Yeah, that screams I'm going to get you out of your problems. I'm in the middle of the desert. I am ripped, yoked beyond belief.
Look at this sweet bike.
Can your lawyer do this? That's 45 pull-ups. I'm not just an attorney. I'm a man beast. And I don't know anybody that watches TV and says, I was in a wreck. I do need a check. But if my lawyer can't flip cars, then I don't think he can help.
Does he show up to court like that?
I don't know.
Awesome. Yeah, I do, right?
That's what I'd be worried about.
Yeah.
Is he going to roll
and
in on his
The other lawyer's like,
well, what my client found, Your Honor, could you get Mr. Baker to please stop growling at me?
Can he take the Kaiser helmet off?
Yeah, I'm going to eat you for lunch.
Look, you're going to get the case thrown out if you keep doing this.
I'll throw you out.
But Glenn wants to find him because Glenn said he saw him. He said, don't worry about him. I saw him. And it looks like a raisin. So I'm like, we got to get Lerner out here. It's a good lunch. But the guys from Lerner, they handed over a check to our friends over at Baseline Mechanical to go help out in Houston, and it's been an astronomical. Every text I get back from Ken is like, man, this has been amazing. But so it was a thank you to Kevin yesterday. And then that came up somehow, and it was just like, oh, whatever I can do to make that happen. You guys have been so nice to us. Now let's do something for you and get Glenn in the ring with that Baker character. And then he'll fight Alcock and Ass and the Phillips guys. He's going to beat the tar out of all of them. And then that will be the only lawyer standing in town. We'll get rid of all the other lawyers through a boxing round robin. So exciting.
And the fact like that UFC, will make them all fight in one night.
Right, super match.
You know who might last longest?
Ultimate lawyer.
Discount lawyer.
You think?
Tiny welterweight.
You think he's got a chance? Hastings. I think that guy's
going to run around the ring.
Just pack up and go.
Been doing this for a while.
He should probably go. Yeah.
It went from race cars to motorcycles.
No, it's pretty sweet stuff when you start looking into this guy. But the fact that he's all just jacked up on his chopper now and telling you, I can get you out of pretty much anything. You get drunk and ram into a wall, I'm your man. You hurt, I'm your man. If not, I will beat the crap out of the guy who won the case. I think it's funny. So hopefully that's happening.
This is a very different Lloyd Baker. Oops, that's not even it.
It might not be.
This guy.
Oh, yeah,
right,
no, that poor bastard. That's Richard L. Hill, the law firm of Fager Baker Fager Hill.
Lloyd Baker.
Yeah, he's pretty sweet, though. But the fact that somebody wants to beat him up is incredible. And I didn't realize that. I thought they all just kind of did their own thing. And now he wants to tar him up.
So did he lose a case to him? Is it lingering?
Personal. It's business.
Okay.
It's a business thing. It's back and forth business things. They're in the same cities.
They're in the same.
Well, they're in the same markets, and there's a lot of similarities, and there's some accusations floating around out there that one guy did something business.
It is personal. It's personal,
but it
had to happen.
Not really. It's a business. I don't want to say what, because then I might get, they're lawyers. I'm not going to start giving out details, and I end up on the bad side of this thing. But I know that one guy did something that wasn't exactly business kosher, and the other guy called him on it, and then they denied it, and then they proved it, and then it got, and then it just turned into Glenn Lerner saying, I hate that guy.
Abatuddy
Gledletta. I hate that guy. So I would be all over that. I can't wait for that, in fact, if that's a real thing. To make that happen would be unbelievable. We just need to have Chuck Wepner, Dave Pratt, somebody. I have to be on the undercard, Gambadoro.
That's what this says. John, can you put me on the undercard to fight that D-bag husband and wife team? He's so punchable.
The Breyers? I watch a lot of daytime TV.
Mark and Alexa?
Mark and Alexa Breyer. I'm Mark Breyer.
And I'm Alexa Breyer.
All right, microphones work, Alexa. Microphones work. Shh, they can hear you in Nevada right now. You just need to calm down.
The husband and wife law team.
Holy crap, John. Talk about truth in advertising. When Lerner says, I will fight for you, you're not kidding.
No, I'm not joking around. He wants to beat the tar out of Lloyd Baker. I will fight for you as long as that fight includes that douchebag Baker. I will hit him in the head with a pipe and then win your case.
John, isn't Ed Hockley a lawyer as well on the side? Put him
jacked
in the ring.
Jacked up. Oh, get Hockley in on this? He's a little older now, but he used to live up on Camelback Mountain. Caliendo looked at his house when it was for sale. Called
me.
Really? Guess where I am? I don't know.
Sweet spread.
Back at Hockley's place, thinking about picking it up. I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're right, I'm not. I'm just in it. I was looking. This is supposed to be a really nice
He does bed. All right.
Well, Ed's loaded.
John, I have a super awesome Don King wig you
I'm
can
in.
Use.
I'll use it. If I can get this facilitated, I will wear the wig. I'll do. Only in America can two lawyers fight for real outside of a courtroom with their fisticuffs. Lord the Boo Dog Baker and Abatuddy Gledletta. Oh, it's great. And then I tried to get Kevin in on it, but he's like, I'm not going to fight any lawyers. That's a waste of time. I'm like, all right.
John,
maybe an undercard of you and someone else.
I hit a meth head on a bicycle. Bicyclist used Lloyd Baker. She lost. Now she owes me $3,500.
That's right, and that's what you get. That's what you get when you get Baker. Meth heads beat you in court. A meth head got a lawyer?
Yeah.
Like
a bicyclist.
Well, that's what I'm
head.
Saying. A meth head usually gets appointed a lawyer.
Right?
He's not one of those guys.
Maybe he does pro bono work.
He'll take anything.
They're all going to lose once or twice.
Yeah, but
can't be 100%.
A meth head gets run over on a bike pretty much. I don't know. I'm the judge. I'm like, were you on meth? Uh-huh. Mm.
Boy, now the lawyer stories are flying in.
They're
now.
Great. Look they're out. Great. Anyway, I would love to get this going. And I think I got the green light to start it yesterday. I may have jumped the gun. It was just casual conversation, but that's all I took out of our lunch, which was a lovely thank you for your generosity. And it was supposed to be a nice, you know, get to know you kind of lunch. And I've met him a couple times, but when Kevin brought that up and then it turned, it's happening. And learner, and actually he's a super nice guy who has, there was, you know, I kind of expected like the suit and tie, you know, the whole lawyer thing, t-shirt, workout shorts, hanging out, just being a nice guy. And like, wow. And his office right across the street, this is how I dress to work. And like, wow, you're not lawyery at all. Maybe that's more lawyery than I could have ever imagined. You've turned the lawyer tables on me. A really good guy. But once he started to say that Glenn Lerner wanted to fight somebody, and that's what I used to make fun of Glenn Lerner for. If I lose the case, I will beat the crap out of your person with a pipe. Here's a 5-pound stick. I'm going to shove it right up the ass of the person giving you heat.